Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is Sunday, January 7th, 2018. Once again, I'm Benjamin Obaya, and joining me today is my most anticipated twin brother ever, John Obaya.
Thank you. I'm honored to be your most anticipated twin brother.
You are. Every time I'm away from you, I anticipate to be with you.
Aw. Yeah. That's sweet.
Yes. And also joining us are reoccurring bi-yearly guests, Seer Seychow Obaya.
Yes, I'm the unknown twin brother, I guess.
Yeah, triplet.
I forgot, like, they're just different names for different numbers.
Yeah, so he's our unofficial triplet. How are you, Seer? We haven't talked to you since the E3 discussion, I think, or something earlier.
I think it was something earlier. It was just probably just me and John at that moment. It's been a while for me and you, Ben. So, yeah.
It's been a while.
Has it been a while? No, just like last year. Well, last year was only, 10 days ago or so, but.
Yes. 7 days, to be exact.
Oh, yeah. You can tell that by the date, the 7th, I should have known.
Yes.
But yeah, everything's going.
Or you're looking at the. Yep. Okay.
We start all over again.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're new to the podcast, we usually discuss and give our impressions of what we watch, listen, played, or read throughout the week. And we conclude the episode with the main discussion. This week's main discussion is discussing our most anticipated piece of entertainment in 2018. Whether that's something we watch, listen, played, or read throughout the year. So we're just going to discuss that. There won't be any individual, like what we've been doing this past week, because it's only been a week of the year. So I think we've only been doing stuff we've been doing before, like watching Black Mirror, probably watch The Last Jedi 3-4 times. I don't know.
Who did that?
Watched all of the new season of Black Mirror already also.
So I watched Black Mirror, but I'm starting from the beginning, first season.
And I'm a person that just watch certain episodes if someone recommends me that episode. I won't watch if anyone doesn't recommend me the episode.
Yeah, the thing about Black Mirror is like everybody says you shouldn't even watch it in like episode order because the very first episode of the first season is kind of a hard one and it might turn a lot of people off because of the subject matter.
I do have a funny story about that first episode.
Relate to it or more like...
No. Okay. You guys have time to listen. So at my work, there was this new employee. She was into this is 2 or 3 years ago. She was really into television, like Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad. And I recommended Black Mirror. And she's like, oh, what's that? And I'm like, it's like a modern day version of The Twilight Zone, but they deal with technology and how it affects us in modern days. And all right. And then I was like, well, the first episode's kind of rough, but if you could get through the first episode, you could probably get through the whole season. So after a weekend, she came back and then I think she was disgusted about it. And then we didn't look she didn't work in my department. She worked in another department. And then I think she never looked eye to eye with me anymore. And I think she thought I was into BCL. And then I heard from her other coworker that she was really turned down or turned off by that first episode, and she couldn't believe I recommended it to her. And anyway, shout out to that person. I won't say her name. I don't think she listens to this episode, but yeah. Anyway, speaking of Black Mirror, I guess we've all watched that. So I recommend it. Did you watch everything? The last season, Seer?
I've caught up on all of them actually. So yeah, I've seen every episode of it, and yeah, it will help to it would help a new viewer if somebody would tell them to pick and choose basically, because I know that not all of them is for everybody.
Yeah, and I would recommend too. Do never, John, or if you're a listener who wants to dive into Black Mirror, don't watch Black Museum first. I would say that in the very end.
Wait, what? Is the episode called Black Museum?
Yeah, because it does a bunch of callbacks a little bit. And then you won't get those callbacks unless you watch the whole series.
So there is actually a parody episode in Black Mirror called Black Museum?
We can't tell you. Okay. It's better not to know, John. But anyway, so yeah, this episode, we're just going to talk about what we're anticipating in 2018. The most anticipated stuff we could imagine, whether it's something, a film, television series, something you want to read, novel, comic books, albums to listen to, or video games. I think we have a hefty list here. I'm going to start off with comic books or books. John, as you could lead us in this first category, what is something you're anticipating this 2018?
So last year in my list, I said last episode, and one of the things that I mentioned that why I really liked in comic books was Gerald's Way, the new imprint in DC called Young Animals, and they had a line of comics, you know, Doom Patrol, Mother Panic, Cave Carson, Shade the Changing Girl, and I think those are the only four that I know of. Because it's in the DC universe, but they're also in the offset, like they don't really mingle around with the other characters in DC, like Superman and Batman. You rarely see them in there. Like in Mother Panic, you mostly see the Gotham people in there. It takes place in Gotham. But they're going to do a little crossover this year that I'm really anticipating because it's kind of wacky in a weird way where I don't know why it's called this, but it's called Milk Wars. And if you look this up on the internet, the one thing they show is this guy like floating like Superman and he has milk.
You're talking about like milk, like bottle of milk?
Glass milk. He looks like a milkman, basically. And then he's just, you know, he's going down like Superman with a white cape. Everything, he's wearing white with a little black bow tie and he's coming down and stuff like that.
Is he dressed like the old school milkman with like the hat and like, milk crates carrying to the door?
Mm-hmm, with the little hat, like the police officer hat, I guess you could say, that they used to have. So there's a crossover with the DC universe in this, like the proper DC universe. So they're doing like one issue will be a special issue of Justice League with Doom Patrol because they're, you know, a group of people with another group of people. The other one would be the Mother Panic with Batman because everything takes place in Gotham for them. Another one is Shade the Changing Girl with Wonder Woman, I'm assuming because they're women and they're superheroes and stuff like that. And the other one is Cave Carson. The full title for this is Cave Carson Has a Cybernetic Eye. I never read that comic book with Swamp Thing, the guy who was in the swamp. And those are four like crossover comics, or I guess titles they'll be using for that. And I guess the first one will come out end of this month. What I believe I heard, like, there's certain podcasts I listen to that are about comic books, and then when they describe this, it's basically this guy, the milkman, he's trying to cleanse the DC universe because it's too wacky. There's too much wacky stuff. He wants everything to either be serious. So the wacky stuff, I'm assuming, is Doom Patrol, Mother Panic, Cave Carson, and those other people, Shade. I'm assuming they'll be getting help from, you know, the proper DC superheroes like Superman and Batman. And
Swamp Thing, you know, the Justice League Swamp Thing.
Yes, Justice League Swamp Thing. I don't know anything really about Swamp Thing besides that movie they had a long time ago. I know he controls plants and he's like a really huge
environmentalist
monster. Yeah, yes. I know there's like a really great story with Batman with him, but I don't know anything about him. But he I don't know if he ever was a Justice League character.
He's in the new video game, the Injustice fighting game.
Yes, so I seen him. Yeah, yeah. That, he looks cool in that game too. Like he's like use the plants. Like he best friend. I mean, I'm assuming there's a title or a story there with Poison Ivy too.
Yep, there is. Like she uses her plant controlling things to like, you know, put a spell on him for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Right, that was like early on the game. I remember that now.
But yeah, he's really interesting character. Like just his fighting moves and everything, it's all plant based and
yep.
And making a clone of himself and stuff. I guess that's part of his powers.
So that makes me want to read that Cave Carson just to see that why did they pick that guy? I'm assuming he's a guy with Swamp Thing. But yeah,
it seems interesting.
But yeah, that's one of my most anticipated comic books this year.
Cool. When is that going to come out? Do you
I
know?
Think end of this year, month. This month. It should be the first one.
The first will issue.
Be the Justice League with Doom Patrol special.
And do you know any, like, the artists or the
Art is by Aiko. I don't know who is that, actually. I don't know who's Aiko. I never known of him. It's written by Steve Orlando and Gerald Way. I'm assuming Steve Orlando is currently writing for Justice League. I might be wrong. Because it looks like they're taking both the writers and seeing if they can, you know, combine them together, I think. But, yeah.
Yeah, that I always like it when there's a crossover among, especially those are like two end of the spectrum, right?
Yeah,
Spear. I mean, yeah, that's interesting.
You say you like crossovers, but until like a comic book company does too many crossovers, it gets kind of silly a little bit.
Didn't you recently read something that was like really out of there, like
for a crossover?
Yeah.
I mean, the Secret Empire is the last crossover, but I didn't read everything Secret Empire. I just I only read the main title because I'm kind of done with crossovers where they have like different, you have to go to like five different titles just to get the story. I was like, no.
That's how they hook you, man.
Yep. That's how they hook you for buying more comics.
Yeah.
That I don't have money for.
I'm actually going, I'm anticipating this one graphic novel. It's from a cartoonist and author, Fox Brown. Have any of you heard of him?
No.
Fox Brown, no.
Yeah, I haven't heard of him at all until I actually like did some research because he's doing a graphic novel about Andy Kaufman. It's titled, Is This Guy For Real? And he released other graphic novels about Andre the Giant called Andre the Giant, Life and Legend, and then a graphic novel about Tetris, like the making of Tetris.
That's a graphic novel, cool. That one too?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They're both graphic novels. I haven't read any of them, but I'm a huge fan of Andy Kaufman. So I really want to see what Fox Brown can tackle with the graphic novel. Like, I'm a fan of Man on the Moon when Jim Carrey portrays Andy Kaufman. And yeah, I just want to see what he could do with that material because I think there's things that are still unanswered and there's some, you know, theories about Andy Kaufman. I wonder if he's going to talk about it in the new graphic novel. And I don't think I think he's just writing it from a fan point of view. I don't know if he has like access to his like estate or family or whatever.
Do you know who's the artist?
Are you guys who?
Who's the artist for the graphic novel?
His name is Fox Brown.
Oh, he does the writing and the...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're saying Box or Fox?
No, Fox Brown.
Like a brown box?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So is this...
Like brown box.
So is this graphic novel going to be like a documentary? Like written as a documentary? Or is it more of Andy Kaufman as a character in a story?
It's like I think it's like a documentary.
Oh, so like he's writing from perspective of somebody just watching the rise of Andy Kaufman then.
Yes, yes.
Oh, see, that's really interesting.
I'm pretty sure that's what I read. Like, I think they take snippets of his life and tell about that such and such. Like, the one I want to know more about, and then they pretty much kind of showed it in Man on the Moon, is with him and, what's his name, Jerry the King Lawler?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then like how they work together when they were doing that stunt on David Letterman and whatnot. Because it's a well-known, you know, stunt they did, but at the time people thought that was real. So I want to know like what made Andy Kaufman to do that stunt. I wonder if they're gonna tell it on this, at least this. I know he has like autobiographies out there, but I like, you know, I like graphic novels. I like how they do certain it's the certain style he also has, Fox Brown. I feel like it correlates like with Andy Kaufman's like humor.
Mm-hmm. I can't find his style for some reason.
Fox Brown.
Yeah. Yes.
Just literally, I think he has a website, Fox Brown.
It's weird when you go to Google and type in Fox Brown.
There's like a musician.
Weird anti, or not anti, like kind of racist imagery that shows up.
Oh, okay. I don't know. That's. Yes. I don't think that's his work. If it is his work, then I regret mentioning this.
No, I don't think that it's his work. It's just, I think it's hard to find his, like, his name is just literally two words, not like actual names.
So just type in Box Brown Andy Kaufman.
Okay, I think I found it, his style. Oh, it's very, like, I don't want to say, like, Venture Time-ish, like, but it's that
cartoonist style. So moving forward, we're gonna get into albums, like music albums. I'm gonna start with Sierra this time. What are you looking forward to this year?
So one of my favorite recent artists is Lil Dicky. He finally blew up on the scene last year, right, when Save That Money came out. I'm pretty sure it was last year, but he's actually been around for a little while, and I've been following him since probably 2 to 3 years back, where he just had his YouTube videos of those funny raps. But his style is not just funny, it's actually good. He has his rhythm and his metaphors and just his rhyming scheme. It's all there to be a great artist. So he announced that he's finally going to have a new album coming out this year. So I'm really anticipating that, because like I said, I like his songs for their styles, not just because they're funny, but then the rhymes are actually good.
He was one of the, what do you call that magazine? Double XL.
It is Double XL.
Double XL, sophomore or it's freshman.
Freshman for your class. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I remember him. He is Caucasian, so that's why he stand out mostly. But he looks, he does that little pose, but he's like a
little teapot.
Yes. 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 I honestly, I haven't listened to, I'm not into like new rap lately. I don't know any of the little people too. There's so many people that have
like the little Pump
thing now that it's kind of hard to figure out which one's good. But if this guy does comedy, I'm gonna listen to him more.
Yeah, I enjoy his style compared to the new rap these days. It's just the fact that you can understand what he's saying. Like everything now is most like mumble core or mumble rap, or whatever you want to call it, and or just a series of noises that they make with their mouths. It's like all part of the song. So when I'm listening to music, especially that rap music, it's supposed to be about the lyrics. So it would help if I could understand the words.
Mm-hmm.
Was he used to be like a battle rapper?
Not that I know of. I haven't seen him anywhere near the freestyle battle scene. But he does do like freestyles on like Tim Westwood or Shay,
Sway.
Sway, there you go. It's on Shay 45. I'm like, wait, Shay? Sway? But he's been on those doing his freestyle, so that's probably where you've seen those videos from.
I really like him. I think because it's very, I think, refreshing from like the music today too. I like his comedy stuff a lot, like when he raps in a very comedic. I think there's like one of his first, I don't know if it's his first song, but it has to do with like Snoop Dogg when he's trying to.
Yeah, it's called Professional Rapper, where he's like, there's a whole story behind just that song where he's being interviewed by Snoop Dogg to become a professional rapper. Like Snoop Dogg is the one doing all the hiring for anybody that wants to become a professional rapper. So the whole song is just like a story of him. It's his job application. It's his resume. So even his songs have like a story arc to him.
That's cool.
Yeah, you should listen to that one, John. I really recommend that one because I think if you want an introduction to his music, that one will encompasses like how he deals with like rap music and also like his comedy side to it.
Yeah, and like being white in the rap game, like it's all there.
Yeah, John, how about you?
Phrase, Sear. That when you said the phrase, I was like, hey, this should be Sear's new album title. You said Series of Noise.
Oh yeah, dude, if I could just do what they do, I would definitely name my album that, if it will like become popular enough. I could make
little
gun noises
little serious
mouth, like what?
Yeah.
Bah, bah, bloop,
yeah,
bloop.
See?
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. So you start rolling your R's right now. I honestly over the weekend because I can't roll my R's, and then my wife always makes fun of me of that. So over the weekend, this weekend, I actually went on YouTube and tried to figure out how to roll my R's. And I still don't know how to roll my R's. Ben, can you roll your R's?
Can you try right now?
Huh?
Can you try right now? No. Oh, are you okay, John?
No. But yeah, I need to learn how to roll my R's now.
You're going to get a tongue spasm.
If that, yeah. Well, when you see you guys go on YouTube, look this up. It is very difficult to do it because they tell you to put your tongue behind your front tooth, just above, and then make a humming noise. And when I did that, it didn't work. But then when my wife did it, it worked because she knows how to do it. But yeah, I don't feel like that's the correct way to do it for some reason. But yeah.
Maybe I can teach you off mic later.
Oh, yes. Ben, do you know how to do it?
No, I don't. Okay. I was always told to put my tongue on your back teeth and then whistle.
No, okay, I don't know how to do that.
None of those techniques sound okay, right to me. The way I do it doesn't sound like that's how it's supposed to go.
Okay, you do it right now and tell us what are you hitting? Are you hitting something or...
He's hitting the beat.
Roberto. No, you're hitting...
So what are you hitting with your tongue? Is it your teeth?
I'm kind of hitting the back of my front teeth. Yeah, I got a little bit.
Okay. But it just feels natural, right? Like that
noise?
Yeah,
basically.
Okay. Just wondering. I will practice that. That's my resolution, Ben. Or, yeah. You were asking last week. Hey everyone, this is John. This little section here is a little edit because my brother's voice, or not voice, his mic turned off for some reason and there's no way to edit around it. So there's no ending section for the music area that we're currently on, but he does have the most anticipated albums of the year, and it's Toon Yards, I Can Feel Your Creep Into My Private Life, and Screaming Females All at Once. So there's no actually no intro area or section or intro for the video game section. So the next voice will be us discussing about video games. And yeah, enjoy.
It's a game that I don't have the console for. It's coming out for the PS4. So I don't know how I'm going to play it. But I am anticipated because it's one of my favorite characters. And I just want to see how this game turns out, and I'm talking about Spider-Man that's coming out on the PS4. I have no idea what's the title. Do you guys know the name? I know it's been always like Spider-Man PS4. That's all I always
see. I'm pretty sure it's just called Spider-Man. Like, kind of like a reboot because I don't think there's been a Spider-Man game out for a while now. So it's been a long enough break to where you could just bring it back, just calling it what it is.
Yep. So I've seen so many like different trailers, even some gameplay footage of this, and I'm interested of how the world they're going to build with this. I don't know. There's so much you can like draw from different, you know, there's been so many different from movies and comic books now. And then the outfit was really very stark to look at because that huge white symbol that he has, I'm not used to it like that. Most of the time it's either going to be black, but they picked the white version for some reason. I don't know why, but I don't know if it's going to do a, you know, by the end of the game, he has a different costume. It's a more traditional look. But yeah, then they've been mentioning that Miles Morales will be in the game, and I want to see that, how they're going to play that off. It feels like they're going to go to the ultimate route where this Peter Parker, he seems like a veteran Peter Parker, and he might die in the middle of it, and then you take place. This is all what I'm thinking, and then you play as Miles Morales. But I would think that would be cool just to see that story play out in the video game. It's going to be weird if they go to do that and then try to mimic that in like future movies. There was a movie I'm anticipating too that has a similar probably. So that's like my big game that I'm looking forward to. More like to the indie side. There is one game that I've seen. I don't know anything. Like I have. There's few game or video of this game. Not even like long video, but it's a game I seen online from people because it looked really beautiful. The screenshots. It's called Dead Static Drive. What I've read that it's a road trip in a world of cosmic horror. So it's I don't know. It has a type of view of, how do you say it? It's like the camera's tilted and it has a cell shading look to it. It's a top down, but the camera's tilted.
Isometric.
Yes, isometric look to it. But it looks really cool. The colors and everything. It's very muted colors, you can say. And Yeah, it just, when you look up these screenshots, they have a Twitter account. That's all I'm getting information from is a Twitter account, Dead Static Drive. I don't know what studio this is actually by. Oh, it's I think, of course, it's an indie studio, so it's by two people. But yeah, it's just very beautiful. I just love the way it looks, and I just really want to see how this game will play out and stuff. It looks like more look like a... You're one person trying to find something or something. I don't know. It just looks really nice, the screenshots. But I'm looking forward to that game. And I think that's it for me.
Cool. How about you, Sierra?
Well, like, coming from the same boat as John, like, another game that I really am anticipating for is for the PS4. And I also do not have a PS4. So, like Spider-Man was also on my list, like, as one of the most anticipated ones, too. Because, like, if you know anything about the studio of, like, Insomniac Games, they made those infamous video games. The games are called Infamous. That's basically a superhero game right there. So just having them take the Spider-Man license and see what they can do with it is something that I'm really looking forward to. Because I know that they already have experience and they actually do a good job of having an open-world superhero game.
Especially with all those powers.
Yeah. So like, you're going to limit it down to like web powers. But yeah, just seeing what they do with that, it should be really interesting. But the other PS4 game I was talking about was God of War. I always loved the series of God of War. Just for like the combo system and even the story. Like the story, if you pay attention to it enough, it's something really interesting, a little different. And now it looks like this news story for the new God of War is like, him as an old man with a beard and everything with his son. So it looks like his son is going to be with you throughout the whole game, and you can use him like a sidekick or even have him do call outs to him to attack the enemies. Kind of like how
Ellie, throw him across.
Yeah, probably like how Ellie was in The Last of Us where.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it looks like just from the gameplay they've released. So yeah.
So your son can't swim, right? No, just
probably. You probably have to carry him on your back, like fighting chicken style or something. But yeah, like, I just really want to see where their story goes, because in the last God of War, Kratos died. So I want to see how they kind of come back, how they bring him back from that. But it looks like it's no longer the Greek gods anymore, like Hades and Apollo. So I think this one, they said, is the Norse gods. So like Thor, cool. And Thor, Odin, and them, and Loki. Yeah. So it's really interesting to see where this story is gonna go now. I'm really excited.
What if in the ending what if the ending it's actually not Kratos? His name is Kratos.
Yes.
Like, what if it's Loki? Like, he's just being mischief. Like, the whole game is run by Loki.
Ooh, that's a good.
Are you saying that he?
Like, this is whole thing is just a Loki plan to get it to Odin or something like that.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, he's using him. He's using Kratos.
Yeah, they're using the character Kratos, but it's actually you're playing Loki. Then, like, it will be revealed that you're actually Loki.
And it was your plan. Yeah, and it was your plan to kill Odin all along using this Kratos character, a god killer.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So that means cool. Thor will be in here, right?
Most likely, like, if they're using a Norse god
like Thor, yeah.
Yeah, or anybody else in the Thor movies that I can think of.
Valkyrie?
Who?
Valkyrie.
Oh, yeah, Valkyrie.
Oh, yeah, and Iron Man.
Korg? Iron Man. I can see, I don't know, probably they could do that as well.
You think God of War will end up, like, you know, 20 years from now, all these other type of gods are gone, and he's going to take more like approach to other religions or other.
I can't wait until they take care of like Christianity.
Yeah.
Let's see how that.
That's what I don't know. Scientology, I think, would be the next one.
Oh yeah, Tom Cruise is like the final boss or something.
Yep. See.
Yeah.
And it's built for levels, right? I don't know.
That is. I don't know. I don't want to speak on this.
They might have a silence. Yeah.
And then they take on, in the very last game, they take on atheists.
Oh, no. It's just humans, regular humans. It's like, oh, God, okay.
Or it's gamers. Never mind.
No. That's too much meta.
Yeah. But yeah, that's cool. I'm going to not talk about PS4 games because I don't own one too. I do want to mention, this is not on my list, but I've been playing this game since it came out, and I do wish and I hope this year they fix it, is PUBG, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds for the Xbox console. I just really hope they just fix the game.
That's all you wanted to do.
Yeah, being logged off after like 10 minutes or 5 minutes of play, and then you being logged back on, and you're just standing there while the circle is moving, and you're like using your life. I feel like that's, I don't know. I mean, I paid money for it, but not a lot of money, and I do get a lot out of it. Like, there's a lot of fun to it, especially if you have a good squad with you. But yeah, hopefully they fix that game this year. On to my list, though. There are two games. One is called Into the Breach, which is a new game from the FTL, Faster Than Light game developers, Subset Games. So this is a 8-bit turn-based style game that is taken to the small scale. So the map is basically just an 8x8 grid. It's super small if you look at the video. So it's like a chessboard. And the story is basically Pacific Rim. It's robots versus kaijus. I don't know when it's coming out. I don't know if it's even on beta yet. But yeah, it looks really interesting. I really love turn-based style games, and then taking it to this scale makes it a little bit easier. I don't know if it's going to be challenging. That's the thing about like if you versus like a game like XCOM or something, that's a lot more challenging game. But yeah, I'm looking into that. Have you guys heard of this game yet?
No, I never. What is it called again?
Into the Breach.
No.
Yeah.
It's the one who made...
FTL.
Oh, okay.
Faster Than Light.
So is it just like a management type of game where you're... well, you said RTS, sorry.
Yeah, turn-based.
Yeah. Oh, turn-based. Mostly. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think, I mean, it looks like it's this typical, you know, you upgrade and... you versus these enemies on this game board and everything. So yeah, it seems like the typical
Never mind. I'm trying to search it, and then I think I'm typing in it wrong, but never mind.
Yeah. And the last game, I think we discussed this last year, and especially the trailer when it first came out, is UFO 50.
Oh, yes.
It's that all-star indie developer collaborating game that they create 50 small games. All 8-bit, all share the same 32 color palette, and it's going to be told in like a very comprehensive narrative structure somehow. I don't know how that's going to happen with their different styles and whatnot, but I'm really interested because I feel like we're at that point when it comes to like indie developers and independent gaming, like they bring more to the table when it comes to story and just aesthetic and style. I'm not dissing AAA gaming. I think they're also really great games, but I don't have that much time to spend time on Assassin's Creed or something. So I like when it comes like an independent developer when they're doing small games that are like 2 to 3 hours or 4 hours long. So I'm looking forward to that one. Yeah,
but this game, wasn't it also made by the people who made like the Frog Fraction games and stuff?
Yeah.
Some of them are. It's all of them.
Yeah, it's a bunch of developers into one. Yeah.
I know Spelunky.
He's the main designer, though, in this one. The Spelunky guy? I forgot his name.
Yeah. I think he's the head designer. Yes. But everyone had inputted their own artistic style into the game.
Yeah, but just knowing that the Frog Fractures guy is in here, like, there might be a thing where it ties all 50 games together into, like, one universe or something like that, or something that would be, like, a Switch. What's the M sign? A twist. There you go. Like, there'd be a twist.
Not Switch. I was like, wait, Nintendo Switch?
I'm like, well, I just totally blank. But, yeah, there might be a twist to, like, all these games or something. And that'll be really nice to see.
Derek,
it would be kind of cool,
Splunky.
Yeah. Then his game is coming out too.
Splunky 2 or something.
Yeah.
Or...
they could have called it Splunky Junior, but they lost that opportunity.
Yeah. I feel like you play as a kid, right?
The new one. Yeah, you do.
And you try to find your father.
Yeah.
He ends up to be Kratos, but plot twist.
He's Loki. End up to being Loki. Yes. So that's the games segment for this podcast. So we're going to move on to, I think we always do this, is films and movies coming out of 2018. There's a lot coming out this year. But yeah, John, I want to, or let's see, let's start with Seer. I want to hear what you, the films you're looking forward to this year.
Yeah, with movies, there's always going to be a big old list, especially like just counting just superhero movies since they're the big blockbuster moneymakers now. So there's always going to be a bunch of them. But like something a little off of the mainstream, but it's still like a big movie production I'm looking forward to is Alita Battle Angel.
Nice.
It's produced by James Cameron and directed by Robert Rodriguez. So just
he's directing that. Yeah. I didn't even know he was directing that.
So just those.
I think it's his first. Yeah,
it was like getting me interesting. And if you've seen the trailer of it, like it's like a post-apocalyptic cyberpunk type of feel where it has a mixture of real life actors and CGI characters. Like the main character Alita, she's like a cyborg android or whatever, and she's the CGI character. But then she's interacting with real life actors like Christoph Waltz. You know, the Academy. So just like I said, just list the names alone is interesting to me enough. And then you bring in the story and the world behind it. I just really want to see how this goes. And it's not a brand new IP. I read that it's actually based on a manga. Mm-hmm. So yep. I'm going to try to not read it first before I see the movie. But if I enjoy it enough, it will be something that I'll be looking into to maybe reading the books also.
I think James Cameron bought those rights like years ago, like almost 20 years ago, 15 years ago. He wanted to make that movie like after Avatar, I think. But because he wanted technology to catch up again. So,
oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he passed it to Robert Rodriguez. So
yes,
it'll be interesting because Robert Rodriguez makes small movies. Like this is his first big movie when it comes to like a bigger budget. I don't think it's even made by his studio. Like when it comes to Machete or what are those Spy Kids movies, and then the what's that one with Antonio Banderas
or Once Upon a Time in Mexico, Desperado.
Yeah, they call it something, the trilogy,
the mariachi.
Yeah, mariachi trilogy. So, like, all if you like research, those films are pretty small when it comes to budget. Because I know Spy Kids, like they mainly use like
green CGI backgrounds, everything's CGI.
Yeah, CGI backgrounds and everything. So, and then with like Machete, and I feel like he's done another type of film like Machete, but I can't remember what's the name of it. I think his last one was Sin City. That's the one I'm thinking about.
Yes, yes.
Like as a major film, like that's, I feel like that's his last one.
For directing wise, right?
Yeah, directing wise. Yeah, that's not made by the other guy. No, that's not Zack Snyder. I was thinking about Zack Snyder too.
No.
I'm confusing all like the comic book, graphic novel directors now. But yeah, that trailer looks interesting too. I want to see, especially if it's produced by James Cameron, because you have like the funding from him. So it'll be interesting. Is there anything else?
Hearing you say that he wanted to wait till technology catches up. Yeah. If you look at like the CG quality of the characters that are in here, it's pretty much, they look like people aside from the exaggerated features, like bigger eyes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
Is that it?
Yeah, well, there's going to be, of course, the bigger movies like Avengers or Black Panther, stuff like that. But yeah, I just wanted to highlight something maybe not so that's probably going to get a lot of big mainstream play already.
Black Panther comes out next month, you guys.
Yes, February.
It's really
John,
soon.
How about you?
Huh?
How about you?
For movies?
Yeah.
There is one particular movie I'm really excited for. I don't know if this movie's actually coming out this year. I haven't seen a trailer, and I think the...
Star Wars 9.
No. It's called God Particle? I don't
know. Oh, it is coming out this year. They announced it. It was supposed to be next month, but it's in April now.
Okay. So I'm looking forward to God Particle, only because it is part of the Cloverfield trilogy, I guess, now. It is, right?
It is.
Okay, that's the actual title too, right? It's not like a what do you call that? A secret title or whatnot?
No, that's the name of it, yeah.
Okay. So I'm just looking forward to it because I really enjoyed Clover Lane a lot and the drama in that movie. And reading the synopsis of this new one, it's like going to a whole different direction. I really like that. It started, you know, as a monster movie, destroying the city, goes, and then part two was Clover Lane, where it's a more of a low budget horror or thriller that really captured a lot of drama, especially for Mary Elizabeth Winston and what's his name, John Goodman. And then this one looks more like sci-fi ish, more like it's going head on into sci-fi more. And yeah, just looking forward to it. I don't know if the synopsis is real. If it is, it's interesting. I just want to see how it is actually linked to Cloverfield, even if it's just the name wise, like similar to Cloverfield Lane. But
I think I'm pretty sure you could quote me, like when the film comes out, I'm 100% sure the spaceship is going to be called Cloverfield.
Okay. Like USS Cloverfield?
Yeah, that's the only link, is that because of the spaceship.
Okay. And not, because they did Cloverfield, the original one is Project Cloverfield. That's why that thing is called that. Or that project, yeah. Like secret tape Cloverfield or something. Something weird, like the footage and stuff like that. But yeah, that's one of the movies I'm really looking forward to. I mean, like Sear said, I'm looking forward to a lot of superhero movies that's coming out. Incredibles 2 is coming out. I want to see what they do with that one. And another one I'm looking forward to is actually A Wrinkle of Time, because I've seen a lot of trailers of this. And
yeah,
I'm one of those people who actually like Tomorrowland and John of Mars. What's that movie called? Like the movies that Disney make that are not really huge blockbusters, that are actually like
John Carter of Mars.
Yeah, yes. They're based on, you know, some obscure thing that you never heard of. Not Tomorrowland, but yeah, I'm looking forward to this only because the stars in it, and just want to see a movie that looks very magical, basically, and wonder and stuff like that. But yeah, those are the things I'm really looking forward to. It's like a really busy year for movies again.
Yeah, like I'm a huge fan of Ava DuVernay, so I'm looking forward to A Wrinkle in Time. And I don't know if you guys read the book. I read the graphic novel from Hope Larson.
That's why I read too, that one.
Yeah, like 3 years ago. We've even discussed it here. And then I read the book too, but like her graphic novel is really well done. And I think if you read that, I really, you know, you'll love the story too. And of course, I'm going to mention Black Panther, of course, just because the director, Ryan Coogler, came from like an independent film from Fruitvale Station till now. It just reminds me of like Ryan Johnson getting Star Wars. So once again, you know, independent filmmakers helming like big comic book films.
They're the future of film.
Which one?
They're the future of film, because
yeah. Steven, well, a lot of them hit or miss though.
Yeah, I guess, yes.
But I think if you have someone who made a successful film like Creed, and then, yeah, there is something. I think with the past, they gave independent filmmakers, like, after one independent film, they're going to make a big budget film. But with, like, Ryan Coogler and Ava DuVernay, like, they had to, like, establish themselves. Then they gave them the big movies. Or even Ryan Johnson, like, he made three films prior to Star Wars, so. Mm-hmm. Which were like successful films in a way. I'm going to name off some other films. Wes Anderson's Isles of Dogs. Alex Garland's Annihilation. That's the one with Natalie Portman. This one I'm really looking forward to is The Broken Lizards, Super Troopers 2. That's coming out.
That got funded?
Widows.
Like, it's actually coming out, or?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Widows, which is the new Steve McQueen and Gillian Flynn film. Gillian Flynn is the author of Gone Girl. So this is a very interesting story. It's about a failed heist in which, after the robbers are killed, only their widows are going to step up to finish the job.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So all of them.
So yeah, that would be interesting, huh?
Never mind. All of them are dead, right? Not. It won't be a plot twist where actually one of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, probably. It stars Get Out star Daniel Kaluuya.
Oh, yes.
So that would be, he's up for a Golden Globe this evening. By the time you listen to this, he's probably the winner of the Best Actor for Golden Globe.
Oh, for Get Out?
Maybe. Yeah, for Get Out, yeah.
That's good.
Those are all my films. Of course, like you guys said, the big budget films, the tentpole films are also interesting to watch. We'll see how, like, you know, throughout this year, what we're going to do when it comes to scheduling all these episodes. Because there's a lot, actually, again. I feel like last year was a lot. I feel like this year is even more. There's Solo, too, the Star Wars story.
Mm-hmm.
About... what's his name?
Han Solo.
What is Solo about? Yeah.
There's also the two Spider-Man movies that are coming out.
Wait, two Spider-Man movies?
Yes, Venom is going to come out at the end of the year. And what's that one? The Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah. That looks interesting.
Story.
Is that going to be a theatrical release?
Yes, that is.
Oh, okay. Because it's a fully animated movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah.
And is it from Nickelodeon?
No. It's from Sony. That's a Sony property. From... Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like from another kids station.
No, no,
like,
no. It's Sony Animation TV station is doing it.
Cool. I think that's it now. Cool. Thank you, Sierra, for joining us.
Oh, we still have the Twitter response that you...
Oh, yeah. You even told me not to remember, not to forget this. So before we leave, we actually sent out a Twitter question. John, you know all about this. So can you tell us what the Twitter question was?
So the question was, what is your most anticipated film, album, video game, or comic book this year? And why? And we got several responses. I also posted this on our Facebook page, and we got one response, but it's okay. Mick Ginger Zero, he is AKA Mick, who helped us last year with the episode, I think with the, I forgot which episode was it. I think the Linkin Park episode. I'm not sure which one was it. But he's looking forward to Avengers. I'm paraphrasing kind of.
You guys were talking about Bronzeville.
Oh, yes. We talked about Bronzeville. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, I'm paraphrasing real quick. For video games, he's looking forward to Red Dead Redemption. I totally, part two. I forgot the first. That one's coming out this year, too. Have you guys? I never really got into the original one. Did you guys get an original one?
I haven't played the original Red Dead, but it's always something that interests me. Open world, Western. Yep. So yes, maybe I will probably get into this one.
Even after playing Westworld, it got me more into it. If there's robots in it.
No, there's no robots.
Okay.
I remember reviewing this with Greg Dietz.
Yes.
And Michael
Whitaker.
Whitaker. Yeah. I remember I played like 10 hours of that game. It's really fun, but it's kind of, it's one of those, it's like a Western, like a film Western. So it gets kind of slow in between. Especially you're like, you know, riding a horse, like you just, unlike Grand Theft Auto, like there's all these, you know, different automobiles and I don't know, helicopters you could, you know, ride on. Even with cheats on, I think you couldn't do as much as you want.
Yeah.
But this, I think what drives that game is the story.
Mm-hmm. For comic books, he said Action Comic issue number 1000. Wow, did not know that was this year. I think they're selling that too, I heard, for like a $20 book or something. It has over 100 pages or something like that. It counts as an issue as a comic book. For events, the SpaceX Falcon Heavy launch. It's the next step in the path to Mars, I guess, for the USA, for US. And then I don't even know how to say this one. It sounds like Osarcy. Wow, what word is this? It's part of SpaceX, but it's the asteroid. Oh, will arrive at Buena asteroid for some sample return. I'm reading this off Twitter. It's kind of hard to read sometimes on Twitter.
What if someone's trolling you, John? That's the thing.
Which one?
What if someone's trolling you right now?
Oh, yeah.
Makes you read it.
Oh, I said like RC sex or something weird. Yeah. Good joke, Mr. Bartman. The next one is from Pink Prompto. She's looking forward to Avengers and Ready Player One. We talked about
that. We didn't even mention that game.
Yeah. I mean, it is something I'm looking forward to, but it's I want to, you know, shout out to other things that are coming out this year. From Boto Winter, the film Day of the Dead. He put in parentheses Bloodline. I don't know what that means. I know. Wait, there is a remake, like, of Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
You seen this, the trailer for this?
No, I never seen that. Okay. I never heard of it.
Yes, they are remaking Day of the Dead. It's even also the exact same plot of the original George Romero, where it's a zombie that learns how to talk or communicate. It looks semi-low budget. It looks like, you know, one of the sci-fi films, so I don't know how well that will turn out. But it looks interesting. I'll give it a shot. I'm assuming the Bloodline's an album, because he says album. Don't know those existed anymore. Oh, okay, never mind. He's saying the albums don't exist anymore. For video games, looking forward to Far Cry. For comic books, Dragon Age Knights. And that should be it for them. For Mr. Redbeard, the other, he also helped co-host with me with Mick. He's looking forward to the Perfect Circle new album that's going to be released later this year. And for someone on Facebook, Jane, looking forward to Avengers and Black Panther that will be coming out later this month, I think. Or Black Panther is coming out this later next month. So, yeah, a lot of superhero stuff.
Isn't there Joel? And no.
No, no. I didn't see that. Unless you saw it, I didn't see it.
Oh, Joel, he said he is anticipating Atlanta season 2.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. That was going to be one of my anticipated TV things. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So I didn't finish season 1 and I stopped.
You should watch season 1.
I'm way behind. Like, I literally stopped last year on TV shows and I couldn't handle it. Like, there's so many stuff I was watching, and only prior towards like Game of Thrones and Westworld, and that was it. And then, or and some of Walking Dead, and yeah, it was just hard.
But yeah, so that's everything from our listeners and contributors too, who have contributed in the podcast. So I think that's it for now. So Sear, where can they find you online?
If you would like to, you can follow me on my Twitter, at 5Ears. That's number 5 EARS.
I feel like it feels like you're trolling people, but you're not. That is actually your. Can you say what's your last tweet you did?
Not really, because I don't really tweet often. So.
Okay, I was searching through your Twitter, and I was like, wow, the last time you actually tweeted was like 2013 or 14 or something.
It's still active. I'm still on there, just reading other people's tweets. But like,
yeah, it's a good. It's like our RRS feed.
Your last tweet is just one word.
Is it the word fuck?
No, it's sports.
Oh, okay.
Oh. The one before that is catching fire. Hope I didn't get... Oh, watching Catching Fire. Hope I didn't get burned. I don't know what that means.
Oh, I think we were watching the film, Hunger Games catching Fire in theaters.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay. That's like, yeah, 2000, yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a while ago.
The one before that,
I think 13. Really, I think nice. That was 13. It's
a tribute to Ryan Davis.
Yes.
Yes.
How about you, John? Where they can find you, and what was your last tweet?
As the most organized Twitter feed in 2018.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That's it. Was I buy art. Sorry, guys. Okay, I'm looking at Sears' Twitter page right now.
So you could catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Benjamin Abaya. You could catch all of us on thefreakingawesome.com. You could catch us on the Twitter as the freaking awesome as TFA now. Now it's no longer, you know, The Force Awakens now, because that film passed. We should try to find one where it's TLG or TLJ now.
The last and just continue Jedi that now.
Long tradition. Yeah. You can find us on iTunes, on the podcast app, or Stitcher, or any podcast whatsoever, whatever you listen to this on any devices. You can find us on Facebook on The Freaking Awesome, which is where people answer some of the questions on Twitter and Facebook. If you have any comments, you have any questions, if you want to recommend anything, please email us at contacts@thefreakingawesome.com. Thank you again. Happy New Year. It's 2018. Hopefully everyone live a full and wonderful life this year and is not threatened by weather, some sort of war that's going to happen soon, maybe. Not sure. But yeah, hopefully everyone's okay, though. I think that's it. Thank you again. I'm Benjamin Abaya.
I'm John Abaya.
And CSHL.
This has been the Freaking Awesome Podcast.